Yes, absolutely. It is true. PUDEMO will be joining other political formations and other progressive formations in Swaziland to a protest march to the U.S. Embassy to call on the U.S. Embassy to try and fast-track the process of the monarchy and the regime in Swaziland for it to be able to engage in a dialogue with the people of Swaziland.
But why the protest? Because several attempted protests have been prevented by the authorities. So why do you think this will be successful?
Definitely, you are right. We must agree to say we have also realized we've been doing so many protests. But amongst other things which we feel like maybe our protest seems not to be yielding the results in which we are expecting it to yield, is also based on that some international bodies, they say they are simply too blind and not so much willing in terms of taking an initiative to defend human rights in countries such as Swaziland. But then that does not demoralize us. I think the protests, they play a prominent role, especially in terms of ensuring that the morale is always high within our people, and also to ensure that the environment in Swaziland must not be normal when the circumstances and conditions our people are subjected to are so abnormal.
But you cannot fault foreign embassies operating in Eswatini to say they have turned a blind eye, because they cannot be seen as interfering in the internal dynamics of Eswatini or Swaziland, as you call it.
So, but you will agree with me, Peter, that protests and demonstrations that are happening in any country are another way of communicating in terms of the feelings and wills of the people, especially the oppressed people of that country. So these protests are a true reflection and a way in which our people are communicating that the environment they are subjected to, it is not out in their interest. Hence, therefore, we then believe that any pro-democratic formation or existing institution in the world will definitely wish and try its level best in terms of trying to also assist and give support when necessary.
Sibusiso, what is contained in this petition that you plan to hand over to the U.S. Embassy today, Friday?
It is to call upon the country of Swaziland to unban all political parties and call an all-inclusive dialogue, also democratic constitution and a multi-democratic dispensation, and also to try and request the U.S. Embassy to also try in all structures within the international community and within itself to make the government of our country account for the serious violations of the human rights in this country. You'll remember that we have over 70 lives that have been lost due to protests that our people had engaged to, and as well appoint in terms of trying to also do independent investigations in terms of how these ruthless killings happened in this country.